The 5.5-year-old male grizzly had spent 10 days along the South Fork of the Dearborn River, killing 3 large heifer calves and a cow. The 612-pound Bruin was captured by the USDA Wildlife Services and euthanized on October 7th by Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, says Game Warden Bruce Ockley.
It hung around occupied ranch homes, buildings, corrals. It had associated humans with a food reward. And being a male, it was felt best to remove it from the population rather than simply move it to another part of the state.
So far this year, some 32 grizzly bears have been killed or moved in the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem. The cold and snow from the recent winter storms has led to the loss of some of the bear's natural autumn food source, like chokecherries, so the Bruins are looking for other food sources, like harvested big game, livestock, and garbage, to consume the 20,000 daily calories they need to prepare for hibernation. This Saturday, pheasant season opens, and Ockley reminds bird hunters to be bear aware.
Pheasants are going to be in riparian areas, in brushy areas down along streams and creek bottoms, up along the Rocky Mountain front, and bears will also be in those areas.
Ockley reminds hunters to carry bear spray even if you have a firearm. Statistically, bear spray works better, and Ockley says in an encounter between a bear and the hunter, both have a better chance of survival. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kay Erickson.